I'm pleased to tell you, Paul, that Nancy wasn't there for the Senate, the great Senate deadlock of 1881.
Okay, good to know.
It was just before internship. Joining us now, the woman with more experience than anyone in Washington. She is esteemed within the white marble halls of Capitol Hill. Nancy Ignatovich joins us, Bloomberg Government's most senior congressional reporter. Nancy, you have seen this, and you know, I make jokes about it, but it is a human condition. And people within the Senate, here we're talking about the Senate, but also the House, they get old and they get sick and they can't get out of bed. Why can't they work from home or work from hospital?
You were only off by 100 years, Tom. My first internship was in the 1980s. Well, what you're talking about is something that we've been looking at for decades, right?
Yeah.
Right. People get old, and there is a deference to people because other senators see that could be me one of these days. Working from home is something that came up during COVID, and Mitch McConnell was flat out against changing the rules so that senators could vote electronically from home. I think he just thought that he would lose a lot of control over the caucus and about having people then return regularly for votes.
Right.
That kind of day-to-day contact with members is how he keeps his caucus organized.
The senator from California is very fragile. The senator from Pennsylvania is in his own way very fragile. There are two different things between Feinstein and Fetterman, but the bottom line is, can't we like get into a modern age where we don't have to be out of the 19th century, where if you can't show up by horseback and carriage, you can't play?
I think that the experience during COVID showed that the Senate leaders just weren't ready to go there, but even in the House of Representatives, where they had, you know, the ability to have proxy voting and everything, Republicans were harshly critical of that and wanted to get rid of it. So neither side seems to be willing to adopt that type of thing.
So, Nancy, as we're speaking today, President Biden has some judicial nominees that he's trying to get through, and you've got Senators Feinstein and Fetterman out. What's the practicality for the administration in advancing some of their nominees today?
The practicality of it is that Chuck Schumer has been pretty good in getting other Republicans to fill the void. Recently, he's gotten, you know, the votes of people like Susan Collins to offset the loss of some Democratic votes. And so he's making do with what he has. But the point is that it is a fragile situation. You went from that fragile 50-50 majority to 51-49, and you had the idea that, okay, Schumer's in a better position now. He can get more things done. But then you see how fragile that remains. On any day, you could have someone come forward, like Sinemar Manchin, and say, I'm switching parties.
Whoa. We're going to stop there. Nancy Ignatovich, we're going to rip up the script from Ms. Ignatovich. Is there, you know, when you're at the Willard Hotel and the octagonal bar, and sure. I mean, I know you have a puff of a cigar, Nancy, you're not having a whole cigar, but when you're there, Nancy, is there talk of the gentleman from West Virginia switching parties?
There's always that talk. There's always that speculation, especially when he comes out, as he has in the last couple of weeks, really critical of Democrats' proposals. So, and for those of us who were around a long time ago and remember Jim Jeffords and remember how quickly the Senate switched then, you can never rule anything out.
You know, Paul, should we go to like the 5, you know, and 9 o'clock here in the morning?
Yep.
Did you see it? Michael Barr, Paul Sweeney, Tom Keene, John Tucker, and Nancy Ignatovich, 5 days a week. It would be brilliant.
It'd be excellent.
It would be, you know, we should have it, Nancy, on every single day.
We should.
Are you kidding? The guy from West Virginia is actually thinking about this?
Oh, you can't say what he's thinking about, but he clearly has an independent streak, and he has staked out positions that may be causing Chuck Schumer some heartburn, and he's from a state that's solid red, and he wants to win re-election.
There you go. I mean, that could happen. I could see it.
Nancy, this gridlock now that we're all living, 51-48, whatever the count is, I can't keep track. How is this gridlock different than 2 years ago or 20 years ago?
Well, 2 years ago, Schumer had Pelosi on the other side, and if they were really careful in negotiating with their caucuses and continually tweaking proposals to satisfy them, they could get things through.
Yeah.
Now it's a different dynamic.
Interesting.
And also you have, the president getting ready to announce running for re-election, and they have to, wait for him to come forward with some things. And the cycle coming up is going to be much tougher for Democrats, and that affects it.
Okay. Nancy, I got eight other things. How's Speaker Pelosi doing? Is she a whole new person with the burden of the speakership taken off of her shoulders?
It's extremely different. Last night she put out a press release, and the press release was labeled Representative Pelosi.
There you go.
No Speaker Emerita. it was very low-key. You looked at it, and it said her office is in the Longworth House Office Building, and she is Representative Pelosi now. And the tone of it, the look of it, made me think she's going to be leaving within the year.
30 more seconds here. Is she in a closet down by the heater in the basement? Where'd they put her?
Absolutely not. She's not in that top one like in that movie, The Distinguished Gentleman, where you have to do a walk-up. No, I think she's got a very nice suite there. Okay. But regardless, it's outside the Capitol.
You're a treasure. Nancy Ignatovich, thank you so much. Folks, I can't tell you the joy of speaking to Ms. Ignatovich with her expertise here. She's our senior congressional reporter.